Hello and welcome to The Outdoor Gibbon, episode 17. It's been a while. I thought I would do a bit of a catch-up, a bit of a news report kind of thing, just to get us going again and get us into our couple of guests that will be coming up shortly. So, the Roebuck season's well underway, and the Roebuck rut is fast approaching. We're now middle of July, so stags came in on the 1st of July. Obviously, they're still in velvet at the moment, but everybody's gearing up for a busy season on the stags. Pheasant poults are going out rapidly from the game farm. It won't be long before they'll be in season. We've got the 12th of August rapidly approaching, which is the start of the grouse season again. Hopefully some of the estates are showing promise with grouse, but the weather's suddenly turned and we are getting these absolute deluge of rain, which is no good for the young chicks on the hill. The Scottish Game Fair, the GWC Game Fair, was very good from what I saw of it. I was there, but I was actually working on a friend's stand for the whole weekend, but the bits I got to go and see and people I got to catch up with, it was an absolutely fantastic weekend, and the weather was pretty good. A couple of rain showers, but nothing too bad. Something a bit more interesting is there's been recent legislation changes in deer management, obviously in Scotland. It's basically a three-point change. The first part of that is there's going to be amendments to the minimum weight, bullet weight, that can be used. This is to allow more opportunities for the non-toxic rounds that are available, because obviously some of those are a slightly lighter bullet weight, and to comply with the Scottish legislation, they don't meet the criteria. The second part of that is the removal of the closed season for the male species of deer. Does this have a major effect? It's probably going to mean that bucks and stags are going to be shot by recreational stalkers out of season. But for anybody that's earning a living off it, so the hill stags and all the rest of it, I don't think it's going to change anything there for the estates, because they're not going to shoot quality stags that can be sold out of season. It makes no real difference to a deer population. It may well help people that have got problems with marauding beasts deal with these problems a bit better. How does it affect me in any way? Not really. Many of the bits of forestry I look after anyway, I've got an out-of-season ticket, so realistically, everything has always been available to be shot throughout the year. The interesting one, though, is the third part of that legislation change, which is the use of night vision and thermal optics, you've never been allowed to use any image intensifying equipment, even during the day, with the function switched off on a rifle scope to go out and cull deer. So if you hold a night license and you are on the fit and competent register, you will be allowed, potentially, as long as you pass the necessary licensing agreements with S&H, to go out and use a night vision or a thermal unit on your rifle to take deer at night. Now that's going to be a massive change, because the current legislation is, if you want to go out at night to shoot deer, it's a minimum of two people, somebody with a lamp as a spotter and the rifle shooter. This legislation change could be down to, as long as you go out and you've got your thermal optic on your rifle, or a night vision optic, and you have some other form of spotting, e.g. a thermal handheld, you can crack on and cull deer. So that will be a big game changer for the Scottish deer management, especially for forestry and places like that. So on the 12th of August, as I said, was the start of the grouse season. This year, I'm actually going to be out on the hill. This time, I'm going to be doing walked up grouse, basically helping a friend, following along with another chap who's going to be doing some videos. So we should have some excellent footage and films of actual walked up grouse days, including taking the grouse at the end of the day back to the bothy, cooking it up and actually serving it. So this will literally be field to fork all within the day. So as soon as those grouse are shot, they're going to be served that evening. We're going, as well as that, I've been asked to help out actually taking clients out on the hill for stalking. So I'll be up there this year getting some stags instead of me shooting them. I'll be taking others out to actually have the opportunity to get a few stags. So looking forward to that. Just need to get my fitness levels up, because obviously it's hard work. And as I've always said, they're like mountain goats. So it's going to be good for me in many ways that I get to see this from the other side. I've done it a few times, but now I get to give it back. We have some fantastic guests lined up as well. We've actually managed to pin them down and get two podcasts pre-recorded. They're just in the process of being edited and will be released as soon as I finish putting them together. Anyway, that's enough of me randomly waffling on. So with the imminent game season approaching, we'll keep checking back, because as I say, there'll be some good podcasts. Hopefully the YouTube channel will start to pick up with some good films and footage of what's going on. Definitely looking forward to being able to show you walked up grouse and potentially somebody on the hill recording a stag stalk as well. So yeah, keep checking back, and we will catch you on the next one.